Let's take a minute now for a moment from StoryCorps. That's the project aimed at building the largest archive of personal stories anywhere. They've now launched an initiative called Out Loud to record the voices of LGBTQ people over different generations telling their stories. Today we hear from 90-year-old Rita Fisher and her son Jay. They interviewed each other at a StoryCorps booth in New York City and recalled a conversation they had back in the 1980s when Jay first told Rita he was gay. This is probably a good time to mention that there are a number of, let's say, adult words in their chat, but we bleeped them out.
When you called and came out, it was quite a shock. I had no inkling, none whatsoever. You tell me you're gay, and I said, listen, give me a half an hour to come to my cell, and I'll call you back. And so I did call back. And I said, this is not telephone discussion. I think you best come speak with Dad and I. But don't worry, we're going to love you the same way.
When you talked about not knowing about me being gay, I mean, I consider you a lot of things, but dumb isn't one of them. And I had left so many clues.
I don't know what clues you're talking about.
I had somebody over 3 times a week for 5 years.
In my house?
In your house. I had a f*** buddy.
That's what you call them, f*** buddies.
Well, I can call them a lot of things, but...
I don't know what you call them, but I didn't know, and that's all. I would not be so dumb now. I have what they call gaydar.
God bless.
I can pick them up in a minute. And the very high point for me was when you, Jay, and Michael had your commitment ceremony.
Yes.
Dad and I were celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary, and you suggested that we make it a joint celebration. And when Dad and I walked you down that aisle, I was so overwhelmed that I thought I was going to drop dead from a heart attack. It was one of my bursting moments of pride.
I consider you a blessing to both me and Michael, and that's as best as I can put it.
I think straight parents should be involved with their gay children. I told everybody and anybody who would listen to me that I had a gay son and that I was very proud of my gay son.
That was Rita Fisher speaking with her son Jay in New York. Their interview is part of StoryCorps Out Loud, recording the stories of the LGBTQ community. If there's somebody you would like to interview or to add your own story to the Library of Congress, visit StoryCorps.org. And you can hear more StoryCorps in their latest podcast, which can be found on iTunes and NPR.org.